Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Please do be seated. Some of you may have watched or remember Hyacinth Bucket. Sorry, Hyacinth Bouquet. Although looking around, there may be somebody who may have not come across that programme. She was the main character in Keeping Up Appearances. A lady, well, a woman who definitely wanted to be seen as a lady. Putting on many airs and graces, always trying so hard to increase her social ranking, calling her very nice bungalow, it must be said, the residence in her postal address. All these attempts were very amusing, if not a bit sad, as she did not really reap the rewards of her very comfortable life. Her devoted, poor devoted husband, her lovely neighbours, her family, well, admittedly, they were rather challenging to her. Paul's letter that we heard to the Church of Colossae speaks into this human desire to set our standards by those deemed high by society around us. We see it in our media, the desire to have the latest fashion, gadget, the best car, house, etc. But Paul speaks even deeper and says, we are to put to death our earthly desires, to get rid of sexual immorality, our greed, and to rid ourselves of such things as anger, wrath, abusive language, and clothe ourselves with a new self. A big task, isn't it? A big thing to be asked of us. Paul is speaking to new Christians to encourage them to be Christ-like. In a more pointed way than our three words of being compassionate, contemplative, and courageous. You remember those words of wisdom that Bishop Stephen sent out to us. I think it was Bishop Stephen. The same meanings, though, being Christ-like. Because being a Christian means we let go of earthly desires, well, at least try to, looking to God on high for help with this challenge. And an equally strong point of this letter from Paul is that when we all take on this challenge, we all become one family, all people with a common interest. It says there's no longer Greeks, Jews, uncircumcised, circumcised, barbarian, Sicilian, enslaved and free, but Christ is all and in all. Oh, how we long for such unity across our communities, across our country, across our world. We are called to focus on God on high, not on worldly wealth and desires. And this letter has been set today with our gospel reading, which is headed in my Bible with the words, the parable of the rich fool. The thing is, the farmer was not a fool because he was rich. He had worked really hard for his wealth. He deserved the rewards of his labours. But our message today was he was foolish in thinking what was successful. He was foolish to not think where the success had also come from. He only talks about himself. What I have achieved, my barns, my grain, my goods, he continues. I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. We could think that it is sad that he has no one to share this with, all his gains. Sad that he doesn't think to look around and see who he could share this with. Even if he doesn't actually have family, he could share with others and maybe find pleasure and enjoyment in that. This is not a passage that is to make us feel guilty about having worked hard, saving hard. It is saying that we get riches too from sharing our rewards, and that we are to look where this wealth really came from, comes from, our Heavenly Father. In this parable, we do not hear the farmer say, God has blessed me with good health, good weather, a good place to have been born, with good soil for the ground, good livestock, etc. Let me bless others. He does not mention any thanks to God. Like Hyacinth's bucket, bouquet, we need to look at what is important in life, giving thanks for our riches, our blessings, and if we have extra, like the farmer, the rich farmer, share them. For we certainly cannot take them forward with us. I remember this particular passage of the rich farmer, the foolish farmer, bearing resonance with me. I have never had great wealth, for sure, but something I have certainly been blessed with all my life is faith. I don't know why. Inasmuch as my family didn't pass it on to me or encourage it, nor did they disencourage it at all. They just never were church people, never went to church, still don't. I did used to teach at the Sunday school as a teenager, and when I became a young mum and all the children, all our family went to church, I would teach in the Sunday school, then I would help out. But I never wanted to take up any further training, etc., within the church. People would say to me, why don't you train for this or for that? To be a lay reader, and later on even said to me, why don't you become a vicar? And I thought, no way. I loved my faith. It kept me safe and strong. I felt really comfortable with it. I basked in its security, how it made me feel safe against life's difficulties. And I definitely didn't want anyone coming along and diminishing it, tainting it, making it smaller, weaker, questioning it. And one day at church, I heard this passage. I've probably heard it loads of times before, but suddenly I felt God say, Paula, you got faith tucked away, all secure. You're piling it up, adding to it. You need to share it. And it was a revelation to me. Like the parable of the 10 talents. You know, when the 10 servants were given money, talents, by their master before he goes on a journey. And when he returns, he sees what they have done with what he has given them. All except one has invested them in some way, added to it. But one has buried it for safekeeping. And I was doing that. But actually storing it up and adding to it and not sharing it. Storing it up so I could safely give it back to God one day when I hoped I'd get to heaven, to those pearly gates, and I could say, look, I've never wavered. And God would say, he felt a bit sad about that. But I kept it all so safe to myself. Well, lovely Hyacinth Bouquet brought as much laughter as a character in keeping up appearances. But we realise that keeping up appearances is not really a good thing in life. As Christians, we are called into one family. We recognise as God, our Creator, is created to all people, all equal, none actually better than others. And if we have been blessed to a bounty of something, some wealth in some way, which could be money, it could be faith, it could be a bounty of skills and gifts of some kind, then let us share those. This morning we had 2 people in our service at Terwester, but they have got the amazing voices in the choir they were. So the singing was wonderful. I mean, what a bounty to share that they share with others. And of course, there's a big thank you to many of you in this congregation here and across this communities that I do know share so much. Because we are all brothers and sisters in faith, and we are to thank God for all that he has given us. Amen.